This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Jennifer Schaull, S-C-H-A-U-L-L, date of birth 9/4/1978. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Schaull with stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease, history of membranous glomerulonephritis, cerebral palsy, and hypertension. Her last visit was August 19th of 2024. Her weight is improved. It is actually down 13 pounds since her last visit. She was experiencing some swelling in both legs earlier this month, without any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no difficulty urinating. She does have a catheter, a suprapubic catheter, she reports. And the urine output was good, and there was no cloudiness or odor to the urine. And she has since increased the Lasix to 40 milligrams twice a day, and that has eliminated the swelling, and she's feeling better. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear in the Foley without cloudiness or odor, and it's not especially dark. That also happens with her UTIs. And she did have a hospitalization in December for a complicated UTI for 2 days, and she did have antibiotic treatment and recovered well. Her urologist recently started her on cranberry supplements, and that seems to be keeping the urine clear and preventing, hopefully, future UTIs. Medication list is reviewed. She's taking Lasix 40 milligrams twice a day with potassium, 10 mil equivalents twice a day. She takes her seizure medications, also albuterol inhalers, and Lyrica replaced gabapentin. It's 50 milligram once a day, and she's now on buspirone, or Buspar, 10 milligram twice a day, and she's not taking multivitamins. Physical exam, weight 167 pounds, pulse 90, oxygen saturation is 99% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 138 over 62. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. And currently, she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 15th, 2025. Creatinine was improved 1.27 with estimated GFR of 53. Albumin 3.8, calcium 8.5, phosphorus 3.5, sodium 140, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 22, hemoglobin 13.3, normal white count, normal platelets, intact parathyroid hormone 161.4. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. They do fluctuate quite widely, so we do want her to continue to check labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently well controlled. Three, cerebral palsy, stable. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.